Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Well, glory to God. It's time for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast again today. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the lovely Sarah Pearsons and her husband, Jeremy, Pastor Jeremy, by the way. Glory to God. And Jesus is here. So let's give the Lord a praise, thanksgiving. I want to retouch on something you said yesterday, Sarah, about giving thanks. Let's go to the first chapter of Romans. And we will look at verse 20 of the first chapter. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even the eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. If you don't realize the wisdom of God in the giving of thanks, well, you know what the book of Thessalonians, where the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit, wrote to that church. He said, giving thanks always. Let's turn over there and look at that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. First Thessalonians, verse 15. See that none render evil their evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, because God is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Yeah. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Yeah. No, not whatever it is, some bad thing happening. You don't, well, I'm so glad that happened to me. No. You just give God thanks in everything. I broke my toe one night late, and God did a very stupid thing. I turned the light out and then walked across the room, and a great big old hassock footstool thing, big old green one, and I kicked that thing, and remember, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. You better have some thanksgiving in there, or you say something you have to repent for. So, but I heard it pop and hurt. Oh, I said, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm healed. That's the first thing I said. The next day, I had an appointment at Oak Grove Airport to look at the first little airplane that this ministry ever had. Little red Cessna Skylane. And I left the house and drove over there. And I walked in there and I hobbled in there, and the receptionist said, what's the matter with you? Or something like that. I said, well, you know, about 2 o'clock this morning, I broke my toe. But you know, Jesus said when he was on the road, whatever thing you desire when you pray, believe you receive it, you shall have it. And I desire that my toe be here by this time. She'd backed almost out of the room. And I went in and talked to Mr. Pappy Spinks about the airplane. And he told me where it was located. It was out behind the hangar. And so I got in the car and I drove around there. Now, that morning, when I got up, I didn't look at my feet, because I knew, and the devil just right there, he said, look at your toe, it's black and blue. I said, I'm not going to look at my toe. Now, this just came out of me. I said, I have some very, very close friends that are black, and their toes are black all the time. So I said, that doesn't mean anything. So, and I didn't look, because I'm going to say it. I'm healed. Boy, it hurt. I pulled my sock on, but I'm saying it. I'm saying it. I'm saying it. I took the thought and said it. I'm giving praise and thanksgiving. Went around there and found that little sky lane. And I got out of the car to look at it. It was healed. Now, when I got back home, sure enough, it was bruised up. But there wasn't any pain. Now, that toe broke. It popped. It sounded like a small pistol when I did it. I know good and well it was broken, and it wouldn't have been as bruised if it hadn't been broken. And on my left foot, those first two toes were just bruised up badly. But what I said on first words that came out of my mouth, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you unto, and he'll do it. Pray for us."
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That's wisdom.
Yeah. You said in last week's broadcast, when you sat down to write that January partner letter, that this is just what came out. In 2022, you'll know what to do. And how many times, I know Sarah and I have heard it as pastors, you've heard it for decades in the ministry, people say, "I just wish I knew the will of God.
I just wish I knew the will of God.
What's the will of God for my life? What's the will of God?" And I've said it to people over and over. You got to start with scriptures that say, "This is the will of God for you."
Yes.
Start there. In 2022, you'll know what to do. Well, how will I know what to do? You start with things that tell you from the Word what to do. And what we just read was, rejoice always. Give thanks always.
Yeah.
If you'll start, well, I know this, I'm supposed to be giving thanks. I know this much, I'm supposed to be rejoicing right now. And if you'll do what the Word says to do without ceasing, that will open up the door to knowing what step you're supposed to take next, where you're supposed to go next. And this big question mark that surrounds, what is the will of God for me? When you do what you're told to do, it opens up understanding to what's supposed to come after that, understanding deeper things in the will of God.
Yes.
This year, and I think we should probably say it, this year I'll know what to do.
Yeah.
I will know what to do.
Yes. That's good.
I'll start with what I'm told.
I just don't ever know what to do. Yeah. I guess it'll be just like it was last year. I didn't know what to do then, and I don't know what to do now. I mean, COVID busted me. I'm broke. But I've been broke before. I guess I'll be broke again. If your tongue just says whatever it wants to say, it's not going to say something good unless it has been trained. Because we live in a negative world. Let me remind you of this. What did Jesus say? You continue as my disciples, you'll be my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. When you know the truth about wisdom, it'll make you free. Because that's what you say. When you know the truth about COVID, it'll make you free. Why should I be afraid of a little synthetic virus that has a 99% recovery rate because there are people that went to heaven because of it, and some of them maybe didn't go to heaven? But I'm not afraid of that thing.
Amen.
And if I get it, I'll rejoice for a few days and go back to work.
Amen.
I'm on the joy side. Amen. I wrote in my Bible, May the 9th, 2009, I put this Bible into service this date. Always stay on the God side of everything. Mm. That's right on the very first page. Stay on the God side. Mm-hmm. Always. Never on the negative side. Mm-hmm. He is truth.
Yes.
And he is freedom.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's wisdom.
Yes, it is.
Now, I wasn't thinking about being wise when I wrote that. It just came up in my spirit.
Yeah.
Stay on the God side of everything.
Yes.
Praise God.
Papa, we think about prophecy. We talk about it and we see somebody like you that stands in that office. And our understanding of it, I think sometimes has been limited to think that, you know, prophecy comes and it concerns a nation. And of course, there are times that it does. It concerns the future. And of course, there are times that it does. But you said something years ago about being the prophet of your own life.
Yes.
And declaring the future of your own life.
Yes.
And I'm just seeing these things as we talk about it work together in a way that I'm not sure I'd seen it before. These words of wisdom, you know, you can have a word of wisdom about yourself.
Yes.
About your own life and where you're headed. You and I were talking before we began taping today about Jeremiah chapter 29.
I just turned there.
Read it to us.
Verse 10, thus saith the Lord, after the 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me, and you shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. Now, I want to look at that from the Classic Amplified.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like this. For I know the thoughts and plans. He always has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me, you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you.
Mm.
I'll listen to you. Then will you seek me, inquire for and require me as a vital necessity, as a vital necessity. He is a vital necessity. Praise God. As if he would have to say that to somebody. But to somebody that's saying, I just don't know what to do. Well, seek me.
Yeah.
Seek me. Hey, I have plans.
Yeah.
And they don't include COVID.
Amen.
I have plans. And it doesn't include going broke financially. I have plans. I have thoughts about you, and they're marvelous. And as you study this, as you look into these things, we'll learn and find out all of this he did and planned before the foundation of
yes,
the world.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
He knew you before the foundation of the world. Glory to God.
What's so powerful about that verse, when you look at it, like he just read, the King James talks about, I know the plans I have. Other translations say the thoughts. The Amplified says the thoughts and the plans. It's one Hebrew word. It's one Hebrew word that got translated both of those ways, both thoughts and plans. Now, Sarah and I, whether it's for our family or for our church, we sit down and we start making plans. But never one time have I come in and seen her making a list and writing things out. And I say, what are you doing? Planning yesterday. Well, I'm preparing what I'm going to cook yesterday. But wait, that doesn't make sense. Why? Because you can't plan the past. So the revelation here is that what is on the mind of God, the thoughts of God, are the plans. What am I saying to you? What's on his mind is not the past. The plans belong to the future, not to the past. So if your past is not what's on his mind, why is it on yours? I know the thoughts.
Particularly the bad part of it.
Right. I know the thoughts, and what I'm thinking about is the plan, and the plan belongs to the future. And when he said in the scripture that my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, my ways are higher than yours, so many people have read that and seen it as a limitation. It's not a limitation. It's an invitation. He's saying, my thoughts are higher, so come up this way. Yeah. My ways are higher, so come up this way. Start thinking the way I'm thinking. Yeah. Get what's on my mind on your mind.
Yeah. Isaiah 55.
To get over into the wisdom of God, what you were saying, I want the mind of the Lord on it. I want what's on His mind for me. Getting out of my mind, I want to get the wisdom of God. I want the mind of the Lord, which is the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. So to say consistently, Father, I thank you that I have the mind of Christ.
I have it now.
Mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ now. This is displacing again. It's replacing with the Word of God. I have the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. I know all things. I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know what to do.
Yeah, amen. I know what to do.
Mm-hmm. I know what to do.
There it is right there. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Well, now, wait a minute. We've had it. Keep reading. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Amen. Well, how does it return to him? You pray it to him.
Coming back out of your mouth.
Yeah, coming back out of our mouths. You pray the word. You start with the answer. You don't start with a question. You go find the scripture that covers the situation in both covenants, and you start there. And you say, well, Lord, you know, there's some things about my finances I don't know, but I know you know. Let me tell you just a little simple illustration. Happened to me just a couple of days ago. This is very rare thing with me to misplace my car keys. My car keys go right there every time. They were not there. Now what do I do? Well, I'm going to go to the airport, so our airport, you know, right here. So I went in and I said, Gloria, may I borrow your Jaguar, please? Well, yeah. So I got in her car. And the moment I turned the ignition on, it said, battery in smart key low. Okay, I'll fix that. But I said immediately, ministering angels, you know exactly where my car keys are. My God knows where my car keys are, and I'm not the least bit worried about that. I have a spare key, and I know right where it is. I know it's set up about that. So, but I thought, hey, this is good to find out I need to change the battery in a smart key, but I don't know how to do that. So I got the handbook out of her car, and I am well prepared enough, thank you, to have just exactly that battery in my battery drawer. So I changed the smart key in her car. And I was just smiling, and I know where my keys are. I just don't know where they are now. And just praising God, I thank you. But I've done this over serious things, too. But I just went ahead and went ahead about my business, changed that key, came back in there. And so now I've got Gloria and BB both looking for these keys. And we're smiling the whole time we're looking. I have a walk-in closet. And so we walked in there. We're looking for the keys. And I said, Lord knows where those keys are. And they, I'm telling you, he knows where the keys are. I said, now, you know, Mike drove me over here and I went over here and I did this. And BB said, did you look in your jacket? When she said it, I knew that's where they were. When she said it, I knew the jacket I had on. I was walked over there and there they were and stuck them in my pocket. We have done that on serious things. But that's a good example of it.
And that's a good place to practice.
Oh, yeah. You practice on socks and keys. You don't start practicing on cancer and leukemia.
Right.
But it'll work. There, the man that was our family doctor for 4 years, James Edward Marr, Jim Ed Marr. And we were really close. And he delivered Kelly and John. And he called me one day. He said, Kenneth, Marcy's been diagnosed with a tumor on her brain. He said, I want you to come and anoint her with oil right before she goes into surgery. I said, yeah, I'd be glad to do that. And Dr. Marr was not worried. This is a man that so loved God, so spirit-filled, he wasn't worried about it. I walked right up there. Just before they rolled her in there, she was already a little out of it, you know. And I said, Marcy, it's Kenneth. Hey, Kenneth. I said, I had the book of James open right there with me. The thoughts of God. That's where I'm going with this. The wisdom of God. I anointed her with oil right across the brow of her head there. Well, they rolled her in, and then they had a little waiting room right there next, and so Dr. Marr and I were in there. And he wasn't sitting over there like this. He's just sitting there, just, you know, like this. But then the doctor walked in too early. And he just walked in and just walked right in. He's a good friend of Dr. Marr's. Doc. I don't know what to tell you about this. When I opened up her brain, there wasn't any tumor there. There was an indented place where it had been.
Thank you, Lord.
The wisdom of God.
Thank you, Father.
But this fine spirit-filled medical doctor who retired to study Hebrew. I checked him out in his first Bonanza. That's the way I met him. The Bonanza's a single-engine Beechcraft airplane. And he had one, and anyway, I checked him out in it. We were so close. He never was worried about it because he knew God.
Yeah.
Knew the wisdom of God. And we're out of time. Well, these 5-minute broadcasts are something.
Yeah, they go quick.
Has this been good or what?
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, we'll be back in just a moment. Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah.
Hello. I'm Larry Warner, and I want to welcome you, all of KCM Partners, to our Partner Service Center, the place where the Word of God is constantly going out to help meet your needs. Here is where we receive your calls, your letters, where we respond to your emails, as well as ship out all of your products. It's from this place that we send out Brother Copeland's partner letter and our Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. But most importantly, this is where we pray for you. Right now, I'm standing in the prayer department on the set of Morning Prayer, a live 30-minute program created as a service of Kenneth Copeland Ministry, where we pray for people all over the world every Monday through Friday morning. Kenneth Copeland Ministries employs a staff of licensed prayer ministers trained in the Word of God to pray with you in faith. If you need prayer, don't hesitate to call KCN's prayer line. Together, we can touch and agree on anything according to the Word of God and stand in faith that God, by His power, will bring it to pass. As Brother Copeland has said, prayer is the foundation of every Christian endeavor. And through prayer, we always stay on the victory side of life, praise God. We have prayer ministers in all of our offices around the world. To contact the office nearest you, go to kcm.org for their information. As we say on Morning Prayer, this is going to be a good day. Let Jesus make it a great day, and let's believe God for our best day ever.
Many voices are quick to tell you what can't be done, but Jesus has something to say about what is possible for you. Even in the face of impossible odds, God can do the impossible. Jeremy Pearsons, grandson of Kenneth Copeland, founder of Pearsons Ministries International and pastor of Legacy Church in Colorado, has answered the call of God to take the word preached by generations before and make it available to generations that follow. In his series, It Can Be Done, find out from the Bible what it takes to move your situation out of the impossible and into the realm of It Can Be Done. The four-part CD series includes the messages, All Things Are Possible, Eyes That See, Faith in the Resurrection, and Changed by the Anointing. Correcting limiting mindsets can seem daunting, but God has a way of getting us on the right path that is full of gentleness and kindness. He has a plan for you. And the awesome things that God has told you and will tell you can be done. Order your copy of It Can Be Done by Jeremy Pearsons for only $10. You can have overcoming faith in the face of impossibility. Learn how to declare God's word over any situation and walk in victory every day. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
We really enjoyed having you today on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Don't miss tomorrow. We'll see you then. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Jeremy and Sarah Pearson. Sarah, we should put those two. Reminding again, that God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Give Him praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on KCM.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.